showers and a few thunderstorms were occurring across portions of the western Corn Belt this morning and will be working their way slowly to the east as we go through the next 2 days. The majority of the precipitation has been quite varied in intensity, and as we go through the day today, we'll likely see that continuing. A few counties and parts of counties in northwestern sections of Wisconsin and some areas near the Minnesota border have reported more than a half inch of rain. In fact, some totals getting upwards to an inch and a half, according to Doppler radar. There's also an area in interior west central portions of Iowa that have also received more than 3/4 of an inch of rain, according to radar. The rest of the Midwest in the last 24 hours has been basically dry. The temperatures have been warm. We've seen the afternoon readings yesterday, mostly in the 80s across the region, and low temperatures this morning have been primarily in the 60s, with a few 70s out there near that frontal boundary that's moving into the western Corn Belt. We have light southerly winds in many areas and a lot of sunshine occurring this morning in the eastern portions of the Midwest, while some cloud cover is present in the western parts of the belt because of the frontal boundary and precipitation that's approaching the region. Showers and thunderstorms will occur erratically during the balance of the day today from parts of northeastern Kansas into Iowa and Wisconsin, maybe part of Minnesota. As we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, we'll see the precipitation occurring from Kansas into Michigan, maybe catching parts of northwestern Ohio by late in the day tomorrow. We will expect the rain totals to vary quite a bit across the region, anywhere from just a few hundredths of an inch upwards to more than 3/4 of an inch. In fact, there's a good chance that we could see some locally heavy amounts of rainfall in at least a part of the region coming across from northern Missouri and southern Iowa into parts of Wisconsin and western Michigan. These areas could see the strongest thunderstorms and maybe some hail and damaging wind coming with a few of them. It looks like portions of northern Illinois may be vulnerable to the heaviest rainfall, where we could see some totals over the next 2 days running 1 to 2 and localized amounts of 2 to 3 inches. The precipitation will not be nearly as significant as the system moves further to the east Friday late into Saturday. During that time period, the showers and thunderstorms will diminish considerably and we'll expect only a few hundredths of an inch of moisture occurring in the Ohio River Valley. And that means that some of those areas in the lower eastern Midwest will probably continue to have aggressive field working opportunity as we move forward through this next couple of weeks. The next opportunity for rain in some of the lower eastern Midwest will hold off until sometime late in the month, and so there will be a steady rate of drying and the most aggressive field progress taking place in that particular region. There will be some other showers and thunderstorms that will occur in the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt as we get into next week, but those are not likely to hold up very well and not likely to have a huge impact on the region, but we will see some more rain occurring in that area. The temperature bias is going to continue to warm somewhat, and we'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures here today still in the 80s across a big part of the region, with some lower 90s in Kansas and parts of western Missouri. In contrast, the northwestern parts of the region will actually cool down a little bit, and that cooling trend will work its way from northwest to southeast across the region Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll expect the highs over the weekend to be mostly 60s and lower 70s. Low temperatures at night during the weekend are expected to slip back into the 40s and 50s in the northwest, and mostly 50s to around 60 degrees in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.